With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The January jobs report is just in, and in a big slowdown from December, America's employers hired just 140,000 people last month.
Economists had expected 170,000 jobs to be added at companies, government agencies, and nonprofits. The job market is significantly lower than the post-COVID recovery period. The trend has been downward from the record of 7.2 million jobs in 2021 to 4.5 million the next year and then 3 million in 2023. The Labor Department also reports employers are posting fewer jobs, down from a record 12.2 million in March 2022 to 7.6 million this past December.
Correspondent George Williams says healthcare and retail led the way in last month's hiring, the unemployment rate slipping to 4%. Two people are dead after a severe storm roared across eastern Tennessee. Authorities say that powerful storm may have spun off a tornado. Also at SRNnews.com, another manifestation of the Trump effect, the NCAA reversing its policy on so-called transgender female athletes.
A day after President Trump signed an executive order to keep men out of women's sports, the country's largest college sports organization changed course. The NCAA announced it will limit competition in women's sports to student athletes assigned female at birth only. The policy update is effective immediately and applies to all student athletes regardless of previous eligibility. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is not getting out of the foreign aid business, but from here on, he says the aid we do provide will make sense and will serve the national interest. This is the Trump administration places most of the 10,000 U.S. AID staffers on administrative leave. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 17 points. This is SRN News. The anti-Semitism probe of America's colleges expands.
The Department of Health and Human Services will look into anti-Jewish protests at several of the nation's medical schools, including Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and Brown. HHS says it will seek to determine if officials there, quote, acted with deliberate indifference regarding events that may have impacted Jewish students' rights to access educational opportunities and benefits. Other federal departments are conducting similar probes of other universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelicals, feminists, and female athletes are applauding President Trump's decision to issue an executive order designed to prevent males from participating in female sports. The order gives federal agencies wide latitude to ensure entities that receive federal funding abide by Title IX in alignment with the Trump administration's view. Mr. Trump has already ordered the government to define sex as only male or female. This is SRN News. California's governor looking to jumpstart a requirement that houses be more fire-resistant.
The rules require homeowners in high-risk areas to clear combustible materials, like dead plants and wooden furniture, from within 5 feet of their homes. The regulations were signed into law in 2020 and were originally intended to take effect in 2023, but they still haven't been written. Experts say having that 5-foot rule in place could have made a difference for some in the deadly January wildfires around Los Angeles. I'm Ben Thomas.
A New Hampshire man has become the second person known to be living with a pig kidney. Massachusetts General Hospital says Tim Andrews recovered sufficiently after the January 25th transplant to leave the hospital a week later. Andrews calling himself a new man, free from 2 years of dialysis. Recapping the hour's lead story, employers hired just 140,000 people last month. More details at SRNnews.com.